democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their 6th Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, 6, baby! 6, that's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number 6!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
Alrighty. Welcome, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're going to start off. We're going to do something a little different today. I'm going to delve into taxes. No. I am not an accountant. I'm not. Obviously, I know a little bit about taxation, but I mean, maybe a little bit to be dangerous, I guess, think about it that way. We got a tax code, what's about 80,000 pages long? You think anybody fully understands the bloody thing? No. No. What I like talking about is, well, how people perceive taxes and how taxes and wealth, envy, class envy are used to pick this country apart, little by little. Go back. It's the old King Charlemagne, divide and conquer. Divide people into various different groups and get them battling against one another. Well, I want everybody to kind of follow along with me here. The top, not 1%, the top 0.1%. The top 0.1% are people that are earning more than $1.6 million per year. Now, conventional wisdom and how they're presenting this right now is that this group, this 0.1%, are living the lives of Scrooge McDuck or the Monopoly Man, Richie Rich, with bathtubs filled with gold coins, huge mansions, doing nothing but traveling around the globe. Guess what? It's not the case. It has been found 11 million, okay, firms to their owners found that entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, financial professionals, car dealers, plumbers, beverage, I can go right on down the list. These are the working rich. It's fascinating. You got business owners in the top 1%, 2.1%. These are people that are making between $390,000 to $1.6 million. Again, doctors, professionals, technical workers, dentists, trade, everything. The working rich. Think about that. These are people that are actively engaged in business. 93% of that group are actively engaged in business. Does it surprise me? No. Why would it? It's my clients. Not all. But I would say the bulk of my clients are in that $390,000 to $1.6 million range. Yeah. Do we have a whole bunch that are in the 0.1%? Absolutely. Do I have any clients at all that live like Richie Rich or Scrooge McDuck? No. No. These are people that get up very early in the morning, that work long hours, that work 6-7 days a week. These are people that, more often than not, I would say upwards of 95% started their businesses. They weren't handed their businesses. Their parents didn't give them their businesses. They started them themselves. These are the people that make the world go round. They're not to be looked down upon. They shouldn't be shunned. They should be held up. We need a national holiday. We have Labor Day. We need Entrepreneur Day is what we need. Not just Labor Day. Well, I guess, you know, when people think of Labor Day, they don't think people own the businesses because they're evil, right? They're bad. They only pay your salary. Yeah, I get worked up about this. I do. I really do. Because the stories that I have, stories that we have here from people, all sorts of businesses, all walks of life, people that came to this country with nothing, people that came to this country from war-torn areas, people who came to this country, learned the language, and now are fantastic surgeons. I can go on and on the list. These are our clients. These are our listeners. These are the people listening to the program. Oh, man, we had a problem with our podcast last week. Something was screwed up. That kind of made me feel good. As the people said to me, you know, Chris, you got to fix this. It's a problem. Wow. Business owners from all over the country. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it started. I don't. Now, I go back to when I was a kid. And my father worked very hard. He was a school teacher, owned a janitorial business. I worked for him from the time I was very young as well. And I always saw people that were successful. I always looked up to them. I remember going to my pediatrician when I was a kid with my mother. And pulling into the pediatrician's office, remember exactly where it was. I remember, you know, those things, those smells you remember. I remember the smell of the pediatrician's office. But pulling in Central Avenue in Albany, New York, and seeing this big, huge, remember the old Lincolns, those big, big boats, big Lincoln there. And my mother pointing out that's the doctor's car. And her pointing out that he worked very hard to earn that car. Unfortunately, this is what most people miss. They don't see the backstory. They don't. They don't see what took place behind the scenes. They don't understand that these business owners work. All right, you never really stop when you own a business. You're never really, you go on vacation, but you're never really completely away and on vacation. You're not. You cannot check out. You can't. You have way too much responsibility. Way too many people that are counting on you for their paychecks. Customers that are counting on you to deliver. Clients that are counting on you to do the right thing. Yeah, you might see someone out there. You might say, oh, look at that guy, the boss. He just got a new car. Wow. He got a Mercedes. And you may shudder. You may go to the boss's house for a Christmas party. Hey, go to the boss's house for a Christmas party. While you're eating his food and drinking his beer, you may comment, wow, look at this house. Boy, it's really nice. Make some snide comments. You don't know. You don't know. And maybe you should ask. Maybe you should ask. I always did. I was always curious. Whether it be when I was in college and speaking to the owners of the bar restaurant that I worked at and how they broke away from their family didn't want them to start out on their own and do their own thing, but they did it anyway, and how they ended up becoming successful and owning all these various different businesses, or the people I worked at, the restaurants I worked at in New York City, how they built up all of these fantastic Italian restaurants, immigrants from Italy moved to this country legally right after high school, and what they've been able to accomplish, the hundreds and hundreds of people that make a living off what they started. These are the people that make the world go round. When I am asked to speak in front of high school kids or college kids, talk about what I do and talk about the country at large, one of the things that I ask the kids, is name it. I ask them, what car? What do you think the number one car is for millionaires? What do you think the number one automobile is for millionaires? And they'll, you know, raise their hand. Maserati, Mercedes, BMW, Ferrari. They'll start naming all these different, these fancy cars. Wrong. The number one automobile for millionaires in the United States is the Ford F-150 pickup truck. You don't know. You don't know who they are. You don't know who these millionaires are that are around you that own all of these businesses that work their tail off. These are the one percenters, okay? Isn't it just people wearing three-piece suits? And we attack them on a regular basis, and it's sad. It is. Rather than looking to these people for guidance, direction, advice, how one can make it. It's hard, people. It is. Owning my wife is yelling and screaming at me. We're going down this week. We're going down to Florida for the week. And she's upset with me because I'm going to be doing my radio show and working while I'm down there. And I'm like, I have no choice. I don't have anybody competent to do it for the entire week. And you know what? Well, we'll take the vacation. I'm just too busy right now. I'll go down and you guys can bounce around and do what you need to do. But at this point in time, I'm sorry. I can't. Of course I'm going to do things with them. I'm not going to work the entire day. But that's a part of it. It's that type of hard work. And it's not for everyone. You don't have to do it. You don't have to put that. You want a 9-to-5 job? You can have a 9-to-5 job. But if you're one of those people that's the life you want to live, why do you look down upon people that are out there working their tails off? I just never really seem to get it. I'm kind of an odd way to start the program off. I get that. The class warfare rhetoric that I'm seeing out there, it makes me sad. I don't so much get angry about it. It just really makes me sad. Anyway, going to take a quick break. I'm going to get back. Yeah, I got to get into some financial planning stuff, some numbers coming out from some pensions, big CI told you so moments. But I want to remind everybody, I welcome you to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, the Markowski Investments family, by getting to our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is there. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, annuity help kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, and our 24-hour-a-day help hotline is 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way...
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. And I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
There's no tenderness like before. All right. I saw this story. Again, it's kind of like those things, the old Queen, another one bites the dust. Phoenix is now facing a huge pension crisis. And there are some pretty drastic measures that are being considered. They call them drastic. I guess you can call them drastic. I think they're, quite honestly, you have no choice. It's sensible. It's a problem we have in today's day and age is we don't have many people in the position of power, politicians that are willing to go out and make a difficult choice. A choice that might be unpopular. Notice that we're not a direct democracy. We're heading in that direction, though. We really are, which is downright frightening. Direct democracy is probably one of the scariest things I've going. It's, you know, here we go. We got 8 wolves and 5 sheep, and they're going to decide what they're going to have for dinner. No, direct democracy is dangerous. Just because an idea is popular doesn't make it accurate. How often have we proved that here on the program when we go off on rants on conventional wisdom when it comes to finances and money and the crap that they're throwing out there on the various different business stations, newspapers, you name it? Oh, it's popular. It's conventional wisdom. Well, it's wrong. And too many of our leaders today, politicians, they don't lead. They don't lead. They go out and they stick their finger in the air and, oh, this is the way the wind's blowing. This is the way the polls are going. So this is the way that I'm going to go. Think about that for a second. You think, I'll put this in terms of football. You ever think Bill Belichick is going to go into the locker room of the New England Patriots and say, oh, guys, what do you think? Should we do conditioning today or should we do not? Should we not do it? And poll the players based upon what they want to do? No. Anyway, the debt, the pension debt in Phoenix right now is about $4.4 billion. $4.4 billion unfunded pension debt. Right now, around the United States, I'm not making this number up, $200 trillion in unfunded pension debt. You've got former Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz thinks that he's got a model he's coming up with. Again, I wish Jason was kind of pushing for this when he actually was in office. Now he's out. Basically saying, you know what? That's it. That's it. All money that's coming in has to go to pensions to shore them up. And you know what? You're going to have to take money away for those after-school programs, some of the street repairs that you might want to do, some other things that you might want to add. You can't do them. You can't have everything. What do you think is going to happen down the road? but these pensions start going bust. There's only so much the federal government can take. See, it's going to be the hard thing with what they're pushing right now. Good luck getting local politicians to go ahead and start making those difficult choices. Now, again, this has been a part of issues in regards to people's traditional, conventional wisdom thought on retirement that we've been warning people about now for decades. There's an article today about the looming retirement crisis. Looming. We're basically here now. Decades ago, I warned people. And I said, listen, don't plan on getting Social Security. Okay? If you get it, fantastic. Think of it as a bonus. But don't plan on getting something that you know mathematically is going to run out of money. That is completely irresponsible. Don't make that a part of your financial plan. Make sure if you have a pension, I don't care if it's a government pension, I don't care if it is a corporate pension. You need to take a look at it to see where it's at. You need to pay attention because pensions are being cut all over the country. What people thought they were going to get and what they actually are receiving are two completely different things. I'm starting to see now again, too. I'm starting to see these. What was the commercial I saw? And again, it was obviously done by Madison Avenue. You had a biracial couple that's meeting with their financial advisor or private wealth manager at one of the big investment firms out there. And they're explaining their vacation. And again, I said, oh, they're pulling this one out again, so I guess they're heading back in that direction. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we get back. Got to take a break. Don't forget, get to our website. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, the Markowski Investments family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Alrighty. I don't know if you saw the commercial. And again, trying to pull on everybody. Emotions. There's been some classics back there. Remember the schlock broker from Morgan Stanley that is giving a speech at a wedding? He's like, oh, how about some, I'm just a financial advisor. How about some words from their dad? Well, this one, I don't know which one this was. This is J.P. Morgan, private bank, whatever it may be. And here's the couple explaining how they went on vacation and they volunteered. And what was their volunteer? I don't know what. They were cleaning elephants. They were. They were somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know why one would need to go to a third world country and be scrubbing the feet of elephants. But that's what they were doing in the commercial. And you know what? Gosh darn it, these wonderful people. That's what they're going to do next year. And their financial advisor punches a little something up on the computer and makes it all happen. How about the, some of the other oldies but goodies. How about the school teachers that now own a vineyard in Napa? I can go on and on and on. All of these fantasies. Because that's what they are. All of these fantasies about retirement. Oh, even now, I'm seeing more and more billboards along roads. Oh, yes, we can make all this happen. No. That's what we do. I'm a financial advisor. We can help you see a lot of things and a lot of goals. But it's not going to happen. Not going to happen unless you're putting money away. Not going to happen unless you're saving, unless you're building. It is what it is. I hate to break it to you. Well, you think we're going to show doubles and triples on your money year in year? I mean, it's nonsensical, some of these things that are out there. Not to mention the fact that you're taking a look, and I knew I got into this last week on the program. You know, you may set yourself out on a path. You may have certain goals out there, but stuff happens. Things happen. You know what? I'm going to put him on the spot. My brother Michael. My partner, my brother Michael. My brother Michael, stuff happened to him. And again, over 10 years. Almost killed him. Diagnosed with leukemia. Had to have stem cell replacement. Went through a lot. Only had one child at that time. That child's no longer a child. He's an adult, and he's now working for us. But not long ago, there was a death in my sister-in-law's extended family, and they had a daughter that no longer had parents. So, guess what? My brother Michael is now a dad again. Didn't see that coming. But you never know. Okay, so that might change some things. Everybody's going to have these things that are going to happen throughout their lives. You got to really beware of all this magical pixie dust stuff that a lot of these schlock brokers and private bankers promise you. Because it's nonsense. It is. If you want, no, I'm not saying it's not, you want a vineyard, you know what, I'll show you how to do it. I'll lay it right out there for you. This is what you need to do. This happens all the time. People are like, yeah, you know, this is what I make, this is what I expect, this is how many kids I have, and I'd also like to retire at 65, and I like to do this, that, and the next thing I'm like, well, do you have a rich uncle? Did you go back to the future and take the sports almanac that Biff stole in Back to the Future 2, and you're going to utilize that? Or are you planning on winning Lotto? Because there's something missing here. Everything in life is attainable. We talked about in the first segment. Talked about all, you know, coming from nowhere, working your butt off, saving money. Doing what it takes, but you have to be willing to do what it takes. It's not an algorithm or a couple buttons being pressed on the private banker's computer that is going to make that happen. You make that happen. We help, but you make it happen. Have to take a break. Again, you're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. I wish that I could fly into the
sky. Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. As our Marines gear up for another deployment to Latin America this year, a message from past ventures remains consistent. Look to the U.S. for assistance and growth. Roughly 300 Marines and sailors with the Special Purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force Rapid Response Team deployed to Sotocano Air Base, Honduras, from June to November last year. The group consisted of one-third active duty troops and two-thirds reserve members, according to the deployment leader, Colonel Michael Oppenheim. The mission's objective, besides theater security and promoting interoperability during the hurricane season, was to demonstrate to South and Central American partners, quote, that we are a partner of choice. U.S. officials have expressed concern in recent months that growing influence from countries such as Russia and China in the Southern Hemisphere may sideline regional stability. You know, this is critical work. I'm glad our Marines are on the job. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
One of the big numbers that I look at and I try to focus on is 52%. 52% of working age households right now, they're at risk for not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. I don't get that. I mean, forget about the fantasy cruise and, you know, traveling the globe and all that other stuff. 52% of the people might not even be able to maintain their standard of living they had when they were working. My point is this, and I never really seem to understand it. Because, again, people oftentimes, they go with the flow. It's a herd mentality, okay? And don't feel bad by this. We don't, on a regular basis here on the program, do I not tell people, just think different. Who cares what everybody else is doing or what you were told to do or what you were told to do by the schlock broker back when you were 25 years old and you're going to retire at 60? Just take it and throw it out. Forget it. Forget it. Think different. Do you really? Ask yourself some honest questions. Do you really want to be spending your time off looking to cut corners? Not being able to go to the restaurants you used to go to, or all of a sudden having to hit up that blue light special at 4 o'clock? I know I will not be able to do that. Are these questions, honestly, these questions that your financial advisor or schlock broker are asking you, they're important too. I mean, you're accustomed to a certain way of life. You're going to want to cut back? Why? If you don't have to. Because you don't have to. You can make some other choices. What we've been telling people here on this program, banging a drum, is to forget everything you know about retirement, everything that you think you know about retirement. Oh, yeah, you just shifting some balances in your portfolio to some more conservative assets, submitting the paperwork to start your pension, filing for Social Security and Medicare. Things are changing. Yeah, we talked about dwindling pensions, Social Security going away. Not to mention the fact, guess what? Good news. You're living a longer and healthier life. Yeah, that is the reality. Those numbers matter. You're going to live a long time, and you're going to be able to do a lot of really great things. You know, I go to the gym, and I'm like, I love it. I go there, and I love seeing people in their 60s, 70s, 80s taking care of themselves, working out. Good. These are all good things. But what do you not want to be living with at that point in time? Am I going to run out of money? Are we going to have enough money? No. You don't want that to happen. Anyway, got to take another break. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have everyone tuned into the program. There's things that we do. There's tricks that we utilize, stuff that we're, quite honestly, that we're up to. To help people out. Several weeks ago, we started talking about long-term care and the costs that are involved with that and how we help people out with that. And a lot of the things that we put together for people, they work. And they're a lot more reasonable than everyone makes them out to be. Unfortunately, many long-term care policies and issues are dealt with by insurance salesmen. And the modus operandi of the insurance salesman is to sell you as much insurance as they possibly can. When the reality is you should own the right amount of insurance. Not too much, not too little. Now,
you have to also take a look again at what's been pitched and what people. I mean, we see this all the time. You've had people that get portfolios that are loaded up in all of these target date funds that more often than not have all sorts of ridiculous fees. It's like mutual funds piled on top of mutual funds, piled on top of fees, piled on top of fees. And people don't even realize how much they're paying in fees. And when I break it down, I show them, okay, listen, you can put something together much better. You're going to save 1%, 1.2% on all of these fees. You know what that adds up over a 10, 20, 30-year period of time? It's a lot of money. It is. These are all things that you need to consider. Now, talk about, you know, some of the stark things I'm talking about. Oh, I'm saying you can't do this. You can't. I'm not saying you can't do anything. We want you to go on all of those vacations and do all of that stuff. But guess what? It might involve a little bit of a rethink. You know what? I might have to work longer, or I might retire from my first job and pick up a second job. You understand? You know how many clients that we have that come back to us after they retired? Should have listened to you. I should have listened to you, Chris. I should have stayed at work. I should have gotten something else. I said, well, you can do it now. Not to mention, it is the healthy option. It is. One of the best ways you can avoid the high cost of health care when you are a senior citizen is to stay healthy. And if you don't think staying active and being involved and working and contributing is going to help you to stay healthy, you're crazy, because it is. It is. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean now if you're in your 50s, mid to late 50s, and you're like, son of a, I didn't do that. I'm not set up. Well, am I going to lie? Are you not well behind the proverbial eight ball? Yeah, you are. You are. And again, people do it all the time. You can make all the excuses in the entire world. All the excuses in the entire world. I had to pay for their college education, and it cost me this extra money, and I had this issue, and I had that. Listen, I understand that. I understand that. But the reality is, if you were putting away $10 a day 25, 30 years ago, you'd have over $1 million right now. You'd have well over $1 million right now. Now we've got to play catch up. Now we've got to put some work in. And guess what? You're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to consider. You're going to have to consider saying, you know what? I'm going to work a little bit longer. It's okay. Maybe I'm going to retire. Retire from what I'm doing. I'm tired of the existing job I had, and I'm going to do something else. Not to mention the fact, I've kind of presented it to people in this way, and I know I've talked about this before here on the program. I always put it in terms of Thanksgiving week. I love Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week, supposed to work on Friday, but everybody kind of takes it off. So you get that little four-day weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But a three-day work week. Three-day work week. You make every week, you think of it, you say, I'm going to make every week like Thanksgiving week with a four-day weekend. How much more would that help you out when you're in your retirement? Might allow you to go on more vacations. Might allow you to do more things. Some of the other things that we're also seeing, some of the trends that we're seeing and that we recommend. Again, this is not for everyone, okay? Yeah, I come from a background, I grew up in an Italian background. My aunt and my grandmother lived right next door. My My in-laws live with me now. You kind of look to share homes a little bit. And, you know, people, they ask me, how could you do that? To me, it's like, how could I not do that? What? Oh, I've got three children. It doesn't benefit my kids to, I don't know, learn the Greek language and have my in-laws speak to them in Greek. It doesn't benefit my wife and I when we want to go out to dinner, do something. We got built-in babysitters here. Yeah. Sometimes we get on each other's nerves and we argue. But again, I've been doing it my whole life, so I'm kind of used to it. But this is kind of the way people have always lived. The change has happened just over the past 5-6 decades. Might have to get back to the old way of doing things. See, I think the old way is kind of better. It's my opinion. Anyway, have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. That's what we're here for. Everything there at the site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call at 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes!